My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is that when you buy something and it doesn't work out, keep track of why, so you don't repeat your mistake. In the last few years, many people have started ordering a lot more items online. Delivery can be a win for efficiency, and it can save you from errands you don't enjoy. I know each year I prefer shopping holiday sales from the couch rather than in crowded stores. So I am a big fan. But there are also the inevitable order fails. Maybe it's the container of kitty litter that's so heavy that the kid in charge of changing the litter box can't lift it. Or there's the hamburger that was so delicious when you ordered it at the restaurant, but when delivered to your home, it is cold and soggy. Or maybe it's the shirt that supposedly fits true to size, but that is actually enormous. Or the bottle of olive oil that's weirdly tall and won't fit in your cabinet. Or that the most popular order of hot glue gun sticks on Amazon turns out to be bigger than your particular glue gun. I bet some of your own delivery fails come to mind. The occasional delivery fail is inevitable. It is kind of the price we pay for convenience. What you can do is aim to avoid repeating the fail and falling again for the same dream that your favorite hamburger won't suffer in delivery from a faraway restaurant, or that you are a size 10 when you are not. For clothes and shoes and other occasional purchases, if something doesn't work out, you could just forward the order confirmation to yourself with notes about each item you returned and why. Then, the next time you are purchasing from that retailer, you can search in your emails to find your notes and remind yourself what was quirky in their sizing or which cut of pants didn't work for you or anything else that will help you have a more successful order. For places you order from more frequently, a note on your phone or a page in your planner can list do's and don'ts. For instance, for your go-to Grubhub restaurant, you might have chicken Caesar salad and their club sandwich on the do list, and French fries on the don't list, because they are always a giant disappointment. For grocery delivery, you might have bananas and avocados on the don't list, because no one else is going to get them at exactly the moment of firmness that you like. For your Chewy order, you might have 50-pound bags of dog food on the don't list because they take up too much space in your pantry. Or the brand that your dog ate once and then didn't eat again, but you can't ever really remember what it was when it's ordering time. You might also have a list of do's and don'ts for places to order from. For food delivery, after a few orders, you can probably get a sense of how likely it is that the restaurant's food will make it to you hot and appealing. Even with restaurants you plan to eat in person, this can be helpful, as the human brain isn't always good at remembering why we remember a place. My husband and I keep remarking on a Mexican restaurant that we pass every time we take a certain trip and think maybe we should stop there sometime. Then it takes a minute to remember that, actually, the reason we are remembering the restaurant is that it really wasn't all that good. A delivery fail here and there is no reason to decide you have to do all your shopping and pick up all your food in person. A fail also doesn't mean you need to avoid a retailer entirely. But you don't need to repeat fails when you can avoid them. Make notes to yourself, and you can improve your success rate over time. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.